The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated. Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband and fellow realtor Patrick Devaney. Hello.
Good morning.
And we have a special guest this week. Our featured guest this week is attorney Jane Carlonis. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie and Patrick.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We are here to answer real estate questions and discuss various law topics today, and we're here every Saturday and Sunday. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate in Dunmore over 40 years. Feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com or stop by and visit us at 111 West Drinker Street, conveniently located at Dunmore Corner. You can call us
at 570-344-6724. Well, you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Thank you. And today, Attorney Carlonis, please introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Jane Carlonis, and I am a partner in the law firm of Oliver Price & Rhodes, which is located in Clark Summit. I personally reside in Dunmore, but our firm, like I said, is located in Clark Summit. There's about 14 attorneys there. And we're a general service firm. I personally do a lot of real estate and estate work.
Great. Pat, you had a question.
Yes, we have a question from the internet from questions@jruddy.com. It's from Eileen Ostashevsky. It says, I heard your show on the internet, learned a lot of good information. I like that. And it says, can you answer a question for me? Why do I need to hire a lawyer to buy and sell real estate? What are the benefits of hiring a lawyer?
Well, Patrick, that's actually a funny question in some respects and a very good question. That's probably the one that more real estate agents ask and more people ask. So I'll start and then you ask me any additional questions from there. As we know, real estate closings are becoming a little bit more complex as time's gone on, with everything from getting a mortgage, home inspections, and everything else that goes with it. Typically, for a seller end, you need a lawyer to prepare a deed. And people think, oh, well, that's not a big deal. Well, there's lots of issues that can come up with just preparing the deed, with getting payoffs of mortgages, getting any updated tax information. If someone had just passed away and there's an estate, there's inheritance taxes that have to be multiple issues before you even get to the closing. And then when you get to the closing table, there's always those unexpected or unanticipated issues that also arise. Not the least of is a reason that they need to extend the closing. Someone hasn't prepared all their paperwork. Someone doesn't have all of the updated information. So it's becoming more and more challenging as the times go on. The lawyer's there to hopefully prepare all the paperwork and also to be there to answer any issues that might arise at the table from the seller perspective. From the buyer, it's almost increasingly more difficult to not have an attorney present, just with everything that goes into the complexity of title searches, which we can get into, issues that concerning the property. Again, if they have a mortgage, even if it's a cash sale, there's so many little intricacies that have to be done, and just to have someone there with you all along with your agent.
Well, I know from just practicing real estate for the last 17 years that it's something that I have always believed in. I do subscribe to the theory that one should have representation whether they're buying or selling. So I always urge, strongly suggest, and recommend it. There are abstract companies that can do, prepare a deed for a charge and also do the title work. But the one big thing that I always impress or try to impress upon people is they're not getting legal representations. And as a realtor, that puts me in usually a very difficult position because oftentimes I am asked questions or asked to give advice that I'm not equipped to give. I can't. It would be the unauthorized practice of law.
Correct. And that is, I can tell you, you know, a couple of stories, but one of them is, for example, someone who's selling a home and they the property. They, you know, they just had a parent or a family member pass away. There's all kind of issues with the title. Perhaps they, the title worked to the property. Perhaps they didn't open an estate. I think you just go down to the Register of Wills office and you file a paper. It's much more common than that. They don't realize that they've now entered an agreement of sale, just prepare a deed, that there's about five other steps that have to be taken before you can even proceed to the settlement. Of course, people get anxious and frightened, which is a normal response. And it puts you, as the real estate agent or broker, in a difficult situation or difficult position. But it does require, again, the legal end of opening the estate, preparing the paperwork, and moving forward. And I agree, and oftentimes I have found, and in particular in the last year, a lot of the problems arise at the closing table. And at that time, like you said, if there's someone who, and I have nothing personal against abstract companies or anything, but if there's legal issues to contend with, who do you turn to at that point?
They don't, I've been in that position. They just, they're there to get the documents signed for closing. And so they cannot enter into any kind of situation and resolve it.
No, you're right. And unfortunately, as we all know, that has such a ripple effect. You either have, you know, a seller who's counting on this because perhaps they have a closing on another property they're purchasing. Now this is held up. There's just anxiety. Maybe the buyer, you know, has moved out of an apartment or moved out of another house and is moving in. So this has such a domino effect on the process. So, you know, when we get involved in it, our goal is to hopefully try to, and again, not everybody's, you know, can do this all the time, get rid of any issues that potentially could come up based upon our experience and try to, you know, at least if we have a little bit of a lead time on it, handle all of these things, such as, again, having had an opportunity to look at the title search or to look at the issues that could come up. One other, you know, aside, sometimes people don't know what an easement is. I'll just throw that out. They don't know that they have an easement or a use of a driveway or there's something else on the property. And sometimes that's overlooked until settlement and all of a sudden you get there, where we try to, you know, make sure people are aware of all of those issues. All these newer developments have covenants and restrictions and, you know, all these things that a lot of times you get to the closing table. So it's just important to have this thorough knowledge, or at least as best as you can, before you start and proceed to closing.
I agree. Now, I know that there's some New York, New Jersey, there's some states that have attorney review.
Yes.
And that is done on the front end. So that's done when someone makes an offer on a property and the seller is going to accept the offer and the buyer has made the offer. And then there's an attorney review time frame that kicks in.
Right. Ironically, I got a call yesterday on this. Someone who is, I believe they were in New Jersey. And typically it's before you get, you know, when you would be involved as the realtor. And I believe it's a 3-day. I'm not sure if that's in all the different states, but I believe it's a 3-day review. And that is exactly on the front end. That's like, okay, I'm going to make an offer. The seller accepts it. Now I want the ability to then have an attorney go out and, you know, make sure everything is in the contract, make sure everything is agreeable to. As we all know here, as the public should know, in Pennsylvania, there is no requirement presently for an attorney review. Oftentimes, I personally don't get involved until after the contract has been signed by both parties, usually after inspections have been completed and everybody's waiting either for a mortgage contingency to be met, meaning someone got their commitment. And that's when I get involved in order to the title search. So if there were any issues or reasons to want to think they could get out, actually that has already passed. That time has passed. But that's presently the state of the law right now.
Do you see it coming to Pennsylvania? I did hear some grumblings earlier this year.
Well, it's interesting. I would not be surprised, especially in the market these days. Obviously, everybody always wants to, quote unquote, get out of a contract. So I think if they gave the people, you know, disclosures and that they, you know, had every opportunity beforehand, that would help in terms of having the opportunity to review it beforehand.
Okay. I don't think it's a bad thing as a realtor. I really don't. I personally, again, I've already said this, but I do like when attorneys are involved. Oftentimes, I'm asked to insert language into a contract under special clauses where, and that's the time where a buyer or a seller needs to place something that is not in the body of the agreement of sale. And also, I'd like to make the point that the agreement of sale that we use as realtors is the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors contract that was drafted and written by a room full of attorneys.
Plus some.
Plus some. And it's a good contract, but there are times where we have to make insertions. So again, we are in that uncomfortable position where it could be said that we are engaging in the unauthorized practice of law. So I often like to get my language from an attorney.
Right, and I think that that's a good point and wise on your part, because again, oftentimes the current status of how it goes, we're involved almost too late, meaning maybe the language didn't encompass everything you meant it to be, because that's not your area of expertise, and oftentimes we have to even step back, meaning attorneys, and look at it. So personally, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, obviously, it adds another element, meaning attorney review, and adds another element of couple days, and of course everybody when they're on the hunt want the agreement signed yesterday once they've all decided. But again, given the nature of just the world in general right now, and in particular, you know, real estate, it's just so critical and so important with all of the issues that have occurred to give everybody every opportunity.
Right. Jackie had a deal the other day. She had reached a point in the deal and she says, "I've hit a dead end." She says, "I can do no more." So she deferred it to the lawyer, who got that situation resolved almost immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I think a lawyer spending the money up front of whatever it costs is, I mean, buying a house is the biggest investment you're ever going to make. I mean, it's the biggest investment I'm ever going to make. I think spending a few extra dollars to make sure I'm well represented is money well spent.
The difference in cost is not enormous. That's what...
No, it isn't. And I always tell people that, too. Like you said, Patrick, it is one of, if not the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, and you want to get it done right. You know, I can tell you on my end, when we represent a buyer and we write title insurance, we're 8 title agents, that's a cost that you're going to get no matter where you go. And, you know, there are varying degrees of whether there's attorney's fees on top of that and what, you know, who can charge and whether they are title agents. But it's so important to get it done the right way, because if you speak to anybody who's had a problem, what they deal with afterwards, it's not worth
it. It's a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
At this time, we're going to go over a listing. This is Sarah Weiss's listing. It's a business. It was just reduced $50,000, a very motivated seller here. It's an operating bar and restaurant, Finn McCool's, 1608 Cedar Avenue in Scranton. That's the south side section of Scranton. And it's turnkey, and it does include the liquor license. It's $319,900, and it has ample parking, very good parking, newly paved lot, very large kitchen, and it would be a wonderful catering facility. Okay, at this time, we're going to take a short break, and we will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Looking for the one home that's right for you? It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. Don't leave it all to a website. Connect with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They'll work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that will give you the best value. Then they will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, the gold standard. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. They're the experts on real estate. Tune in on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
And we are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Patrick Devaney.
Hello.
My husband and fellow realtor, and our featured guest today, attorney Jane Carlonis.
Hello.
Hello. Jane, if someone wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
I am at the law firm of Oliver Price and Rhodes. Our phone number is 570-585-1200. Or they can email me at jmc@oprlaw.com.
Great. Thank you. Today, so far, we've been discussing the importance of having attorney representation, whether you're buying or selling real estate, the importance of it, and why people should think twice about not having it. Is there anything that you'd like to add that we didn't
cover? Well, we were talking, and you know, before we went to break, I was kind of focusing on representing a seller because I think representing a buyer adds up a whole other issue, which we can get into in a minute. But I know one of the questions is going to be, well, how much is it going to cost me?
Right. That was, you took my question away from me.
Sorry, Patrick.
That's my question.
Sorry, I jumped ahead of you.
It's always about the money.
How much is this? What's it going to cost me?
What's it going to cost me?
I'm going to need a title company anyway, right?
Well, yes, you are. You're going to need title insurance when you're buying, no matter what. You know, well, definitely if you're getting a mortgage, it's mandatory. Even for a cash transaction, you want to have title insurance, which is after we do a search of the property, we make sure that there's no liens or judgments and that there's no other outstanding mortgages or that they will be paid off, that all of the taxes are current. I mean, obviously, you're investing in this and you want to get property that's what we call clean and clear, where all of the issues are taken care of. But on the seller side, you know, Jackie kind of alluded to it earlier. Oh, well, I just need somebody to prepare a deed. Believe me, it's much more complicated than that. That the instances when it's just preparing a deed are few and far between. There are issues, like I started saying, about getting, you know, payoffs of mortgages, making sure your taxes are current. You know, say you bought the property when you're single, now you're married, there's issues that you have to have the spouse sign the deed, just little extra steps that we have to go into. But to answer your question, Patrick, because I know you're sitting there thinking, all right, Jane, just tell me how much. If we represent the seller, I would say our normal fee is roughly $500. Sometimes it's a little bit lower. If there's some very unforeseen issues, might be a little bit higher. But I think that's pretty much a going rate. And, you know, you talk to people outside of the state and they can't believe that's all it is.
I'm sitting here, I'm saying, boy, that's cheap. Don't tell them it's cheap. But I think it's very reasonable.
Right. Now, you know.
Especially call my lawyer.
Right. I was going to say call my lawyer. Now, again, you know, I don't want to give a false sense that it's only always that much. Sometimes there are bigger issues and it could go up, you know, to $600 or $700. But as a standard real estate transaction, representing a seller, that's what we, you know, would typically charge.
Money well spent.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you touched on something, and I cannot believe in my travels that I have come across this, but one of the things that I consistently, time and time again, I go to a listing, husband and wife, husband's name is just on the deed, or wife's name, either way, and they don't realize that the spouse that's not on the deed has to sign.
Correct. To give clean and clear title to the property. In fact, sometimes, you know, someone will call me and, you know, there's that delicate, you know, can I get your name? And then, you know, are you married? Is there a spouse? Or are you a widow? And people think, you know, you might be trying to get personal on them, but it's just, you know, what you need to know.
You have to know.
You need to know. And just like, you know, and again, this is all the legal technicalities, which I don't want to make it, you know, too boring, but it's just part of what has to be understood in order to give clear title for the spouses to sign on the deed.
Right.
Now, on the agreement, they might be okay, but then when you get to closing, okay, well, is there a spouse? And, you know, oftentimes, okay, well, then you have to explain why they have to sign it and, you know, all these other issues. But to give clear title, because just by virtue of being married, even after you'd acquired it, say, for example, if you were single, beforehand, in order to give clear title, your spouse has to join in to convey any marital interest that they have in the property.
Right. Jackie just went through this. They were selling one of the parents' house, and
it was in the five siblings' name.
Five, right?
Yes.
And we said you got to have to get the ones that are married. You got to get the wives or the husbands. You got to get the spouse there. And they were like, "Well, why?"
Oh yeah,
exactly. This is the reason.
Well, this is the reason, and it was probably complicated because usually people are out of state, and the next thing you know, you have deeds going to all different areas, or even if they are local. But yes, that's just the law, and that's one of those things that, you know, again, more advanced notice to get all that stuff taken care of. So it's kind of a non-issue when you get to closing.
Well, I prepare them at listing, and you know, and I always follow it up with, well, make sure check with your attorney. But I've been through this several times, and I know that this is the case. So I try to do that on the front end so that there aren't any issues at closing. What is essential for a valid contract or an executed contract?
Well, for the contract, obviously, an offer, you know, has been made by the buyer and signs it with usually a escrow deposit, which is held by the realtors in their escrow account. And then to make it valid, we need the seller to sign and agree. If there are any changes or addendums, they have to be signed or initialed by both parties to make it valid.
Okay. Now, there has been over the years some misgivings. And how about return of the contract to the buyer or the seller?
You mean in terms of the realtor?
Realtors.
Well, obviously that is an issue, and that's oftentimes when we do get called and involved because the buyer's moving along thinking that everything's okay. The seller, you know, has given it to us or will provide a signed addendum. It becomes a problem, obviously. And I don't mean to make it sound so minor. The most important thing is to try to put dates in, you know, acceptance by such and such a date, and hold firm by it. And unfortunately, we're becoming a society that, you know, the handshake is no longer there. And it's absolutely important that both sides do agree to the terms of the contract.
So delivery is essential as well.
Delivery is essential.
Right.
And you know, I've been involved in them, and I know you have, Jackie, and I think we might have had one or two in the past where, you know, the other side, oh, yeah, I'm getting it. Sorry, you know, so-and-so's out of town. I'll get it to you. And you'd like to think, okay, no problem, and we're all trying to be, you know, amenable to a couple of days. But then it does become an issue because then either somebody's changed their mind or somebody's false relying on something. So delivery is absolutely essential.
So delivery to the realtor or to delivery to the actual buyer or seller?
Well, if you have an agent, you know, as long as the agent has it in their hands, and in the perfect world, it should go right directly to the buyer and seller, you know, if they have an agent.
Where is the perfect world?
Well,
I want to go there.
It's right here in northeastern Pennsylvania, so that's why we're
Price
here.
And Rhodes.
yes.
Or Century 21 Jack Ready
Real
Estate. That's
right, come to Dunmore.
Okay.
That's right, both places. To answer your question, yes, delivery is important, and there's a lot of agents out there. We're all busy, you know, no matter what our aspect of our job is in the world, but it is really crucial to make sure that you have that contract, because at the end of the day, if there's a problem, I know as a lawyer, I'm going to go back, well, what does the contract say? What does the addendum say? Was it ever signed? Was it ever initialed? Do you have an extension? You know, is it in writing? So, you know, our training is, what do you have? Show me what's written.
Well, I would think, I'm not an attorney, so I would think that delivery to the agent, to the realtor, is delivery to the actual consumer client.
Yes, if they are the agent representing this person.
Right. So that's how I look at it. But you do know that attorneys look at things differently.
Yes.
And you do have your own language.
Correct.
Okay. Yes, they do. They do have their own language, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Here too and therefore.
Wherefore. Exactly.
Wherefore.
Wherefore is our favorite.
Wherefore. I don't know what it means.
I don't talk that way.
Oh. No, you never did.
No. And I don't say undersigned. I'm never quite sure what that meant anyways.
Okay, let's go back to you touched on the good faith escrow or the earnest deposit. Let's spend a little time on this, if you don't mind. What is this and why do we do this?
Yeah, what's escrow?
Yeah. Escrow is, you know, someone makes an offer and they put money in saying that, you know, I'm going to give a deposit on this property that I'm buying. And just for the sake of an example, let's say it's a $200,000 property. And I don't know, Jackie or Patrick, what would you typically ask for? What's the normal? deposit upon assigning of a $200,000 property.
Believe it or not, in Lackawanna County, we are still seeing a lot of transfers with just $1,000. What do I try to get? I try to get $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Right.
And depending on the sales price.
Right. And that's actually low. Because if you were to go to other areas, a lot of times
the Poconos.
It's, right. They're asking for, you know, $5,000 plus and oftentimes more than that for a sale of $200,000. But what it is it's almost like a good faith offer and, hey, I'm bound by this. So the money is given to the realtor to be deposited after, the seller signs for it to be deposited in their escrow account. Escrow account means you can't touch it until we actually either go to settlement or the parties agree to terminate the agreement. But it's like a good faith money deposit, and it's important to make sure, that the person, that the proposed buyer has the money to put down. And it's also like a safety net to the seller. Hey, they're signing a contract now, and we have it. The issue here is in Lackawanna County and in northeastern Pennsylvania, that's a small amount, because then all of a sudden the buyer decides, oh, I don't want it. And they feel as though they could walk because they don't have too much to lose.
Right.
They don't have too much in it. So that is a big bone of contention, because it's fine if the deal goes through. Oftentimes, I know the realtors are looking for more money after inspections are completed to try to have a little bit more money in the escrow account. But the problem is that $1,000 is too easy for a seller to say, what the heck, that's just a little bit of money out of my pocket. And it puts, the proposed parties in
right.
jeopardy.
Now, me as a seller, I wasted all that time. I took it off the market. I have extra expenses I've incurred. It's not enough.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jane. This was a really good show. A lot of great information. I really appreciated you coming in today. Would you be willing to come back?
I would love to. And thanks again for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Okay. What's your contact information?
It's Jane Carlonis, and I am at Oliver Price and Rhodes Law Firm. We're located at 1212 South Abington Road in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. My phone number is 570-585-1200, or I can be reached by email at jmc@oprlaw.com.
Thanks so much. We have a listing we're going to go over?
Yes. The listing is 135 Sand Street in Dunmore. It's $72,000. It's a two-story. It's a two-unit, and it's got a three-bedroom with two baths, and it's got a two-bedroom with one bath. It's got a two-car garage in the back, laundry hookups in each unit. Appliances are included, two electric stoves, two refrigerators, one washer and dryer. It's got air conditioners in one unit. One unit is through the window, and the other one is through the wall. That's built in. That all stays. It's got a nice yard, and it's in a nice location. It's up behind Carmella's restaurant up there in Dunmore. It's a nice little house.
Okay, great. And you can go to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com to view this listing or any of our other listings, or even search the MLS online.
That's
JRUDDY.com. And our tip. We like to give a tip every week. If you go to www.cellphonesforsoldiers.com, cellphonesforsoldiers.com, you can actually trade your cell phone, your old cell phone, in. And what happens is when you donate your cell phone, it's turned into cash, that actually the military will provide calling cards for soldiers.
Oh, very nice.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, those guys deserve everything they can get over there. They really.
Well, I have a box of them.
I have another one too. We'll put in that box too.
Okay,
we'll
great.
I'm sitting here thinking of a couple of extra ones I have in my closet as well.
That's right. Cell phones for soldiers.
Cellphonesforsoldiers.com with the C. C-E-L-L, phones, plural, that's with an S. Four is spelled out F-O-R, soldiers, S-O-L-D-I-E-R-S.com. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Patrick Devaney and attorney Jane Carlonis. Again, many thanks. And Patrick and myself, Jackie, are from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have real estate questions, feel free to email us at questions@jruddy.com or stop by and visit us at 111 West Drinker Street, Dunmore, or you can call
at 570-344-6724, or you can call us toll-free, 1-888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225 if you're listening on the internet.
Thanks for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.